Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Is everything good? Awesome. Thank you, Mike. Make sure everything's on. I think everything's on again, so.
We just had that one clip that wasn't able to be played, for your honor, that we'll need for the next witness, and so if we could have that played and ruled on.
Sure, I just turned the system back on, so whenever you're able to play it, go.
Okay,
for it.
So that's 3085-1. Make sure the volume's up, please. That's it. Good.
I heard a little background static, so I'm assuming the sound was on and there just no one was saying anything.
Correct.
Any objection to that clip?
I don't think so.
No objection.
What was the number again?
30851-1.
Court receives 3085-1.
Thank you, Judge. We had a discussion with regard to the demonstrative aid, as I understand it, that plaintiffs wish to use, and we are not objective to the use of it as a demonstrative aid.
This one, we can get one for the court, I hope. We have an extra one. Judge, do you want this?
I have digital. Wrong.
He can bring it up.
Does it have the word Sally Smith on it?
No.
No Sally Smith.
But it does have bunch houses. I'm kidding.
What?
No. It does not.
It's got a teaser. It says, "Blame
Bunch." You're messing with us, guy.
Hope the jury's not red, green, colorblind.
0.085.
What's next?
I don't know, Judge. I don't think there's anything that can be handled in 2 minutes and that needs to be dealt with for this witness.
From a timing standpoint, when is the defense anticipating they're going to be able to rest?
Judge, can we tell you that tomorrow, only because we're going to meet tonight and kind of go over everything and make sure what we've got lined up is and what we do or do not need to absolutely do, if that's all right with the court. We'd be. Let me put it this way. We'll be more accurate if we address that in the morning.
Okay. And I guess my overall hope, request, thought, really we kind of need, is all evidence, including any sort of rebuttal case, to be completed and all exhibits in by next Wednesday, November 1st.
We don't see that as being an issue, Judge.
And my thought again is if we are resting on next Wednesday, remember Thursday and Friday, I will not be here. And then so we would do jury instructions and closing arguments on Monday, November 6th, and then start deliberations the morning of the 7th, Tuesday the 7th. You got a facial expression there, Mr. Hunter. I'm trying to read what that facial expression meant.
I looked at the calendar too. We need to talk about it, but tentatively, I don't see an issue with that. The reason I made a face was I was kind of thinking, you know, start deliberations on the 6th after closing. But that's just.
We can talk about it. I mean, I think each side gets 2 hours for closing, and then the amount of time for court to read the jury instructions. And since I read very fast, I know I read very slow.
We need to assemble a booklet too.
We're working on that. Okay. Can I bring the jury in, or are there any other issues?
Oh, Judge, just briefly. We have requested the plaintiff to provide us with their list of all the exhibits that they have put in, and sensing some resistance to that idea. We just want to have their list. We want to work on this Excel thing that the court has requested. And so it would be helpful for us to have their list of what they have admitted.
Do we have ballistic text messages?
We can provide it this evening.
Fantastic. I'm getting a request from the clerk's office. They would really like to see a copy of it as well, even if it's just in draft. So
we will print a copy and bring it tomorrow.
I think they have probably two. Thank you. Anything else before I bring in the jury?
No, not on behalf of us, Judge. Sorry.
No, you're.
Let's bring in the jury.
Yes, please. So is that monitor working?
Hey, please be seated. Members of the jury, I hope you had a good lunch.
No.
No? Well, where do we go that we need to make sure that, don't tell us publicly where you went. send us the note. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you had a good lunch. Okay. I mean, I know the county has not provided you lunch at all throughout this entire process, so. In any event, I just want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And that you have not seen any media accounts of this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And no one has approached you about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Doctor, you remember you're still under oath.
I do.
Plaintiffs?
Dr. Crane, how much have you been paid so far for your testimony?
I don't have a running total in my mind, I'm sorry.
Well, is it over $100,000?
No.
Is it over $50,000?
No.
How much do you get paid per hour for testifying in court?
$750.
An hour?
An hour.
Including prep time?
Including prep time.
Including travel time?
No.
What's that?
$300 an hour.
Okay. Would it be safe to say that you're between $25,000 and $50,000 being paid now or in the future for your testimony?
Not to date. It's been less than that to date. I don't know how much it will be after this week.
Okay. And so how long did you spend total with counsel in the, say, month prior to your testimony?
2 hours last night, and there have been some phone calls over the last month.
Well,
maybe about 3 or 4 hours of phone calls.
Before your report was issued, though, you spent considerable amounts of time with counsel, did you not?
Before the report was issued? Which report? I don't know what you mean, Mr. Anderson.
You had done a report in this case back in 2021, I believe.
Oh, that. Yes.
You did, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by considerable amount of time.
Over 10 hours.
I provided you my billing records to date, and I don't remember the details of them, but you have them in front of you, I think.
Okay. Is gastroparesis a symptom of CRPS?
No.
Best of your knowledge? Okay. All right. So you had testified, first, let's talk about Dr. Hanna. You had testified that you felt that Dr. Hanna's treatments did not work, right?
Correct.
And that was because, and one of the reasons for all the weaning was because the doses just kept going up and up and up. Is that right?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. Oh, and incidentally, there's nothing wrong with being paid by the hour, is there?
No, of course not.
Yeah. That's $750 an hour. Just checking on something. All right. So you said it had been going up and up and up, and that's as to the dosages. Now, is that the individual dosages?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, the per-infusion dosage.
The total over 4 hours has gone up, and the hourly rate of infusion has gone up.
Uh-huh. Okay. So how many infusions, what was the infusion rate in June?
Can I look at my notes? I can tell you if I look at
sure.
my notes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, they're in my briefcase. May I get them?
Sure.
Here we can put the notes. Great. We can put the progress note from Hannah. So.
Sure. We've got the progress note if that helps you.
There's going to be a monitor here, sir.
Okay.
Put it on the monitor.
Okay, if I can look at my. I have some notes with the details. There's a lot of details. And I don't want to be incorrect in answering the question.
If you have notes, I'd like to mark those, Your Honor, right now as an exhibit, or actually for identification right now.
Do you want them? Or
yeah,
should I just
read
them?
I haven't seen them unless you got a spare copy, but you
I do
can
not.
Use them right now.
I do not.
Sure. All right. So we've got Dr. Hanna's progress reports here, and I believe it shows over 4 hours, 1,000 milligrams.
Which date are we talking about, please?
Well, in this instance, it would be for the month of June.
I have the amounts on specific dates. I don't know what the monthly total would be.
Okay. Well, is it true that on every single day between June, actually between March and August of 2016, the same dose was used, 1,000 milligrams?
Yes, and then it's September 30th, the dose began to rise.
All right, well, we'll get to that in a moment. The most it ever went to was 1,250 by your records, correct?
1,290, I think.
And so, up until October, it stayed at 1,000 milligrams.
That's right.
All right, so then it did not go up through the course of the summer, did it? Unless, of course, the number overall of infusions went up, right?
It went, on September 30th, it went up to 1,200 milligrams, but you're correct that it was 1,000 through that part of the year.
All right. So if the jury got that impression that it was actually going up from your testimony over that entire period of time, that would not be true.
I apologize for that. I misremembered that.
Okay. And so the number of infusions, it was your testimony that they kept going up and up and up, isn't it?
No, I don't think I said the number was
okay.
going up.
Well, how many infusions were there in March 2016?
I'd have to look at his records to count them. I don't remember that detail.
All right, I'll just list them out. You tell me if you have any notes for any one of them, and then we'll see what we can do. March, do you know how many?
I think I just said I don't know how many.
All right, April, May?
Well, I didn't. If we can look at Hannah's records,
June.
We can answer that, but I didn't record the dates of every single
might
infusion.
Be able to help you.
Can we put up the
summary? Doctor, I'll represent to you that this is a summary agreed to by the parties. And if we can go to 2016, please.
Its use was agreed to by the parties. The summary is not agreed to by the parties.
The numbers, I believe, were agreed to. The summary itself developed. But these are the numbers agreed to. All right. So if you look at the infusions then in March of 2016, there were how many? 17? I counted up. That look right to you?
Are the greens? Oh, I see. Greens are infusions?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it without counting.
All right. In April, there were 5.
Mm-hmm.
May, 3. June, 5. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
July, 4.
Mm-hmm.
August, 3.
Mm-hmm.
September.
Sir, I know it's a small thing, but can you say yes or no? As a
yes, of course.
To,
yes. Yes. Yes, of course. Yes to all those previous questions then.
All right. And September, 4. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So through this period of time, in fact, the number was not increasing. The highest one was March. Correct?
Correct. The number in March, yes.
All right. So if we take the number of infusions and the fact that they weren't increasing and the amount of the infusions and note they weren't increasing at least until October for 3 times, you would agree with me that you were wrong in saying that Dr. Hanna's infusions were going up through the course of spring and summer.
I was incorrect, yes. I misremembered the infusions going up in dose. They were stable at 1,000 until September 29th.
Okay. Well, you've known about this case for at least 3.5 years, have you not?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever actually spoken to Maya Kowalski?
Of course not, no.
And have you ever examined her?
No, I haven't.
So you don't know whether she has testified under oath here that these treatments were the only thing that helped her.
Objection to asking one witness to comment on the testimony of another. Under oath.
Would you repeat the question, please?
Are you aware or are you not aware that Maya Kowalski has testified that the only thing that helped her pain were these infusions?
If she's testified to that, I'm sure that she did, but am I aware of it? No, I wasn't aware of that.
And doctor, isn't the ultimate goal here to help the patient?
The ultimate goal is to improve function and diminish pain.
Which is helping the patient,
that's
right?
Yes, I wanted to be more specific than just using the word helping.
And the main thing that Maya Kowalski complained about was pain, was it not?
And loss of function.
All right. And so through the course of the spring and summer, as the dosages from Dr. Hanna were going on, Did anybody ever show you any of the videos of how Maya Kowalski's function improved?
I only saw one video of her, and I don't remember the date, and that was of her dancing on her bed, but I don't recall when that figured into the chronology.
Did you see any of Maya and her brother in the pool?
No.
Did you see any of Maya on a walker on its side, using that as sort of a exercise bar?
No.
So, if I'm understanding your testimony then, the thing that people did wrong here was that they did not follow your clinic's program.
No.
Is that right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. But you felt that physical therapy, occupational therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, these are the cornerstones, right?
Well, I didn't say CBT. That's just one form of cognitive. That's just one form of psychotherapy. And it's more complicated than just to use one form. But I said that those were the cornerstones, the foundation of treatment of CRPS, and that's something which is nationally, if not internationally, recognized.
Did you go through the records of Tampa General Hospital and see what she received over the course of 1 month inpatient during the summer of 2015?
Yes, I did.
And did she have physical therapy?
Yes, she did.
Did she have psychological therapy?
She had some, yes.
Did she have occupational therapy?
Yes, she did.
And she had that for a month, right?
Correct, that's right.
And at the end, the physical therapist said she wasn't improving, right?
The PM&R doctor, the rehabilitation doctor, felt that she was ready for discharge and to continue the same therapy as an outpatient. In other words, she no longer required inpatient hospital admission. And these things are generally done as outpatients.
Got it. Did you or did you not tell the jury on direct examination that under your approach, especially for a 10-year-old girl, you know, when their mind was developing, that your program here could work in a matter of weeks?
I said in a matter of weeks, but not 4 weeks, and 4 weeks is never enough.
So now it's more than 4 weeks that you need.
I said weeks, and generally our program lasts for 6 to 12, sometimes more, but I would say 10 weeks is about the average for CRPS.
For the people that were there actually seeing Maya Kowalski as she left Tampa General Hospital, she had not improved after 4 weeks of the therapy that you advised would work. True?
And let me just check my notes out, please. Well, I'll answer your question in the following way. She wasn't performing significantly better in physical therapy, but she was doing things when she wasn't aware of being observed or when her mother wasn't in her presence that indicated that, in fact, there were physical improvements in her behavior and in her appearance.
You got that from Bonnie Rice, correct?
No, I did not. I'm pulling that from the Tampa General Hospital records.
Was Maya out of the wheelchair coming out of Tampa General Hospital?
No, she was not.
Was Maya Kowalski still complaining of severe pain?
Yes, she was, I'm sure.
Doesn't CRPS, one of the problems with diagnosing and treating this disease is the variability of some of the symptoms?
I wouldn't consider that a problem. It's certainly a fact of the disease that different children have different magnitudes of symptoms.
At different times, correct?
It's not a smooth course to recovery. It's more of a sawtooth course to recovery. But,
right.
Yes, the general trend is in one direction.
Good days and bad days.
I wouldn't quite put it that way, but I think I wouldn't quibble with you if that's how you want to describe it.
And are you aware that Maya Kowalski had a relapse in September of 2016?
We are, you know, predicating this whole discussion, Mr. Anderson, on the assumption that this is CRPS, which was not the belief of the Tampa General Hospital staff or the Lurie Children's Hospital staff. And so it wouldn't necessarily be expected that her course is going to follow the typical course of CRPS, and she didn't have CRPS.
Doctor, I just ask you whether or not she had a relapse in 2016. in September of 2016.
I think you said a relapse in CRPS, and that's why I'm saying, well, I'm not, I don't think she had CRPS, so she couldn't have had a relapse of CRPS. But yes, she had a decrement, a decrease in her behavior, function, yes.
And are you aware that through the entire course of the spring and summer of 2016, she was on that sawtooth path of getting better?
She would respond to ketamine, and then after, and typically, you know, her ketamine seemed to be at intervals of approximately once a month, and so she would feel better after the ketamine, and then she would begin to feel worse, and she would ask for another ketamine treatment, and she would feel better again. So yes, it was an undulating course. She felt better after many of the ketamine infusions. That effect wore off, and then she went back for more.
Well, this is a disease that you don't cure, you manage, correct?
What disease are we talking about?
Complex regional pain syndrome.
Again, I don't think she had complex regional pain syndrome, so if you want me to answer hypothetically about CRPS.
Hypothetically then, CRPS, you manage that, you don't cure it.
No, I would not put it in those terms.
Well, you think it can, you can give somebody a shot and it'll go away?
No, of course not.
Or a pill?
Of course not.
So you think that just by continuous physical therapy, what, the rest of their lives, that's going to do it?
I haven't said that either.
Okay. So, I understand that you say that you do not agree she had CRPS. But you've been through the records, have you not?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so you have seen then that, for instance, Dr. Chopra noticed or documented, first, I want to know now, you are refuting the diagnosis of CRPS by at least five physicians, are you not?
I'm telling you that in my reading of the chart, and in agreement with many physicians who saw her in children's hospitals, that I didn't see any evidence to support the diagnosis of CRPS.
Well, none of them after Dr. Kirkpatrick disagreed with the diagnosis. True?
After Dr. Kirkpatrick?
Once Dr. Kirkpatrick...
Our children's hospital did not agree with the diagnosis.
Well, are you aware that they billed for it the entire time?
It's a different matter. Once something gets in the medical record, it often stays there, and the billing people simply look at diagnoses that are written early on and carry through to them.
And all of the doctors and nurses and social workers through the entire 3 month stay, they just let it follow through the diagnosis.
I don't know if you mean it, they let it follow through.
All
right, and so, for instance, Dr. Barr, a neurologist, diagnosed it independently as CRPS. True?
No, not true.
Dr. Spiegel diagnosed it. Are you disagreeing with whether he's a neurologist or not?
No, I'm telling you that he didn't diagnose CRPS.
Are you saying that Dr. Elliott did not say he refuted the diagnosis?
No, Dr. Elliott said it was not CRPS.
I could have sworn he said he did believe it was CRPS yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday. I didn't hear what he said.
All right.
But
Dr.
In his deposition, he said it was not. And in his notes, he said...
Did Dr. Spiegel testify it was CRPS?
Remind me who Dr. Spiegel is, please.
Did Dr. Hanna testify it was CRPS?
Yes, Dr. Hanna. I didn't hear his testimony in court, but his
deposition.
Dr. Kirkpatrick called it CRPS.
Dr. Cantu. And so you agree with the Budapest criteria, I gather?
Yes.
All right. And so in going through, you had to notice that, or see, I'm sure counsel provided you with photos showing dystonia of Maya?
Well, I think what we know in hindsight is that it wasn't dystonia. It would come and go at will. And there were lots of times when the dystonia was not there. And within the same day that it was there, or it seemed to be there. So it was something which was... It wasn't dystonia. It was could have been conversion disorder, it could have been confabulation, but dystonia is something which is there all the time and then gradually gets better, if it does get better, and then goes away. It doesn't come and go. The stiffness in the ankles doesn't come and go on the same day. And there were many descriptions at Tampa General, at Lurie Children's Hospital, and at All Children's Hospital of her feet being in a normal posture under the covers or during the day, and then not in a normal posture when she saw that she was being observed.
Move to strike the doctor's testimony, the portion regarding psychological diagnosis. So now, is Maya's dystonia voluntary or involuntary?
Can't say.
You would agree it's involuntary.
It was voluntary or involuntary. I don't have enough knowledge of her psychological state to make that observation.
When somebody is under general anesthesia, they lose the ability to control their arms and legs, do they not?
That's true.
Can we bring up 2529-61? Do you recognize that as dystonia?
No, I don't. It's not dystonia. If you look at any patient under general anesthesia, any patient, their feet do that when they're under anesthesia, which is why under anesthesia and in an intensive care unit when children are unconscious, we're very careful to prop their feet up so they don't develop constrictions. So that would be the typical look of 2 feet under general anesthesia, sir.
All right. So the fact that they're pointing inward, you think, has no significance?
That's right.
All right. Do you have any photographs of Maya Kowalski otherwise under general anesthesia where you can see that better?
None that I can think of.
Do you have any photographs around this time that demonstrate Maya Kowalski's feet staying perfectly straight?
During what time?
Leading up in the fall of 2015.
The fall of 2015? Hang on 1 second. There were I mentioned the photograph from July the 30th, 2015, when she was being carried in the man's arms, and her feet did not look dystonic or like the photograph that you just showed me. That would be the only photograph that I remember seeing around that time.
I just want to get this straight then, Doctor. Are you saying that a physician who diagnosed Maya with CRPS was deviating from the accepted standard of care?
No, not at all. I'm saying that he was wrong. I'm not saying it's not a violation of the standard of care to be incorrect.
All right. So you also... Well, let me ask you, between December of 2015 and September of 2016, do you have any photos indicating no dystonia?
Sorry, the dates again?
December of 2015 through September of 2016. That is leading up to or even up to the day of going into Johns Hopkins.
There were three photos dated 8-16, 8-28, 8-31, 2016, in which her feet, at least in one of those photos, I can't remember which one, her feet were flat. The ankles were 90 degrees.
Okay. So, now, is it your opinion then that after the OT, the PT, and the psychotherapy at Tampa General Hospital then, that she should have been cured, or whatever you're calling it, better?
No, four weeks in a hospital of that sort would not be sufficient. Not a sufficient amount of time, wasn't the right, she was seeing a psychologist, but the problem was not yet identified, and the therapy the psychologist was using, if any, was not being directed specifically to what the problem was. So no, that was why Tampa General recommended that she transition to the outpatient pain setting, where the therapy could be more directed for what her problem was.
All right, and then the 13 weeks at Johns Hopkins then, were they doing things correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, under your program, I think you said that the type of psychotherapy they should receive is virtually daily, correct?
No, it's our program provides it weekly or biweekly, twice a week for patients who are doing okay, but if they're refractory and still struggling after several weeks of once or twice a week physical therapy, once or twice a week psychotherapy, we bring them into our program where they can have that daily.
Did you or did you not tell this jury just before lunch that under your program there was intensive psychotherapy virtually every day?
Oh, that was in our rehabilitation program. Yes, that's exactly right.
Do you know how many hours of psychological therapy, that Maya Kowalski received during her 3 months at Johns Hopkins?
I don't know. I did not add it up or look at the billing records.
Well, for it to have worked, for them to have done what they needed to do, about how many hours do you think?
Well, it depends on the diagnosis, doesn't it? So it's not CRPS, and it depends exactly on what's going on. And with psychological problems, of course, you can't give a pat answer. If somebody comes in with depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, you can't say, well, I'll make you better in 10 weeks, and then you'll be done. It doesn't work that way.
Doctor, you're saying then that you can diagnose whether a patient has CRPS or not without ever seeing or talking to the patient. Is that right?
Well, I can read now upwards of 10,000 pages of medical records from three different institutions and draw a conclusion based on that and some photographs that she doesn't have CRPS. I can't, you know, I can also, you know, diagnose CRPS talking to someone on the telephone and having them do a certain, I can be highly suspicious of it. I can't document CRPS without examining the patient.
Well, in fact, you've stated previously that you can diagnose CRPS by telling somebody over the phone to just blow like they're blowing out a candle on the child's arm.
Well, I think diagnose was, I know I used that example in a video. It's probably an exaggeration, but there's very few things that will cause that kind of pain for a child. And again, that's in the background of a mother telling me it's one leg, getting a careful medical history, ruling out other things that can cause that, and then in that context, with that picture painted, if the pain is so intense that the breath of a parent or wind going over it or a sock being dragged over the skin causes that kind of intense pain, yes, I'm very, very suspicious of CRPS, and I would see the patient.
Well, one of the main reasons you thought that this may not be CRPS or was not CRPS was you thought it began in both legs. Right?
It began in both legs and then rapidly became profound weakness affecting both arms, both legs, the trunk, and what was called whole body CRPS, which is, first of all, an entity that, if it does exist, and it probably doesn't exist in children. If it does exist, it doesn't happen within the first few weeks of the problem occurring. There are so many factors, Mr. Anderson, that just don't add up to CRPS.
This child's CRPS began in her right ankle following a gymnastics event. You're aware of that?
Object to foundation, Your Honor. Overruled.
Her CRPS didn't develop in her right ankle, Mr. Anderson, because I don't think she had CRPS. And at that time, she was not seen by anybody for the diagnosis of CRPS in her right ankle, so she wasn't diagnosed with CRPS in her right ankle.
Uh-huh. So, well, nobody diagnosed her with CRPS until she went to an expert on CRPS, Dr.
Until she went to Dr. Kirkpatrick.
Right? All right. So, let's just assume the jury believes that her legs turned in 5, 6, 7, 8 photographs was dystonia, and assume further that the jury has been shown lesions that are look like CRPS lesions. And let's also come to your attention that there are photographs of discoloration of her skin.
Objection, Your Honor. Compound. Overruled.
I haven't seen any photographs showing discoloration of her skin.
You never saw any photographs of Maya being held down
and her clothes taken off to check for CRPS lesions and her knees and palms showing discoloration?
Objection, argumentative fact.
Did you see those?
I have not seen photographs of that sort.
Would that affect your opinion if there were photographs of color changes?
It would depend on the color changes, the location.
Well, would it change your opinion if there were objective measurements of one leg to another and so much as 2 inches difference because of swelling?
2 inches difference?
Excuse me, you're right. 1.5 inches difference.
I don't think that's possible.
Okay. But let's just say that there was testimony from a board-certified physician that said that. Would that affect your opinion?
I would question that. 1.5 inches is 5 centimeters is beyond comprehension.
Okay.
And I would have to know what part of the body we're talking about as well.
So,
what part of the leg? Are we talking the thigh or the foreleg?
I think it was the thigh, but the jury will know. So, if you've got a child that presents to you with extraordinary pain and with variable but still extreme pain upon even brushing her skin, with skin discoloration, with signs of allodynia, with swelling, and the pain begins in one ankle and spreads up from that one extremity and then to the other extremity, wouldn't you agree that CRPS is an appropriate diagnosis?
No, not quite. I would agree it's an appropriate possible diagnosis. There are other possible diagnoses that would need to be considered, and which is why the criteria state that if there's no other reason for these changes, then yes, you can diagnose CRPS.
Doesn't the Budapest criteria say that if you've got 5 of those, then you have a diagnosis of CRPS, assuming you don't rule out other things?
5, yes. If there's nothing else to be ruled out.
All right. And finally, as to the amount of ketamine, you're not a really big fan of using ketamine, are you?
No, that's not true.
Well, have you previously told audiences that cannabis, pot, would be better for children than ketamine?
No.
You did not say that during a 2018 meeting?
I think you're taking my comments out of context, completely out of context.
Can you all come up, please?
And have you seen any photographs of Maya Kowalski's reaction to light touch?
No.
Have you seen any video of it?
No, I haven't.
I had 2666. This is from October 4th, 2015.
But doesn't feel good when I touch your legs, right? Or your tongue, when I touch your tummy, that feels good, right?
Yeah. Those tremors?
No, I don't think so.
Is that allodynia?
It looks like it could be allodynia. It's you know, it's pretty strange, actually. It's strange in my eyes. It's kind of strange behavior and oftentimes lack of withdrawal and, you know, tremulousness in response to it. Yeah, it could be allodynia, but it could be other things as well.
And that was dystonia, too, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Your witness.
Mr. Hunter?
I'm sorry.
Just ask you a few questions, Dr. Crane. Appreciate your patience. Council showed you a calendar chart of various infusions by Dr. Hanna?
Yes.
That chart does not show the dosages.
Yes.
And the chart does also does not show, excuse me, I'm sorry, the various other medications that were being given at the time, correct?
Correct.
Do those make a difference?
The dosages, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the other medications that were being used by Dr. Hanna?
It would be good to have that background information.
Such as Versed?
Yes.
We see that there were some diminution in the frequency of infusions in April and May, but then it began to pick back up in June and July, and then once again in September and October.
Yes.
Is that consistent with a lasting or sustained benefit from ketamine?
Our experience and the literature shows that in the case of CRPS and other...
Congestion bolstering.
Just talk about your experience, though.
All right. In my experience, low-dose ketamine infusions in patients with CRPS lasts, oh, let's say, 3 to 6 months. 3 months on the short end.
And is there a difference between single-day infusions and multi-day infusions in your experience?
We typically just do multi-day infusions.
Okay. And are these, is the need for the apparent need for these infusions consistent with any degree of recognizable success of the therapy?
Well, the magnitude, the size of these infusions is enormous. 1,000 milligrams, 1,300 milligrams in 4 hours. It's really unbelievable. And the you say they're not successful because the duration of effect is so short. And one would expect her to feel better for a few days, for sure, because she's still got ketamine in her system. And that causes a euphoric state, which is why it's an abused drug on the street.
Council asked you, let me back up just a moment. Is dystonia something that can wax and wane?
No, it can't.
Does it become fixed?
It doesn't become fixed. It's a neuromuscular phenomenon, so the muscles are contracting, causing the joint to take that configuration. It can be any joint in the body. If it's not dealt with, then the tendons constrict, the muscles constrict, become permanently fibrotic, and then it becomes permanent. Then the only fix is surgical. But dealt with, it's not permanent. But it doesn't come and go. True dystonia does not come and go.
Okay. Is the use of intrathecal pain pumps an accepted therapy for CRPS?
No, not at all.
Beyond the scope.
Never.
Objection beyond the scope.
Overruled.
Never. It's never acceptable therapy.
Okay. Why is that?
It's way too invasive and way too dangerous. The risks are too high.
Council asked you whether it was a violation of the standard of care to be incorrect. I believe your answer was no.
Basically right.
Okay. Is it a violation of the standard of care to offer the wrong treatment?
If it's done in good faith, it depends on the treatment. It depends on the treatment. If you thought somebody had pneumonia and you were wrong and you gave them an antibiotic and the correct dose and the correct time, no, that would not be a violation of the standard of care. That would be being wrong. If you thought or called a patient as having CRPS and gave them 1,000 milligrams of ketamine or 1,300 milligrams of ketamine in 4 hours, yeah, that would be a violation. That is the delivery of the ketamine that's a violation of the standard of care, not being wrong about the diagnosis.
Thank you.
And anything else, Mr. Anderson?
No, no.
We're going to see how many questions are coming.
Ah, okay, yeah. I'm not used to that.
I'm sorry?
I'm not used to that.
Well, there's more coming. Members of the jury, please do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information.
All rise. Jurors exit.
Okay.
Thank
Doctor, I need to go over these questions that we're going to ultimately ask you outside of your presence, so I need you to step outside, please.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.